Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is the tune Coal Creek March. We'll hear it in two renditions during the program. We just heard Chris Ryan from his recording Uptown Gals on Sand Rock Records. Sometimes the news dictates that a program be created. Recently, the Peabody Energy Corporation of St. Louis filed for bankruptcy. If the name rings a bell, it of course is the theme running through the classic tune Paradise by John Prine. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. In recent years, the company tried to remove these lyrics from the song, which refers to strip mining activities in Muhlenberg County in Kentucky. As early as the 1970s, Peabody released a statement, which in part reads, "We probably helped supply the energy to make the recording that falsely names us as hauling away Paradise, Kentucky." I guess the song proved too strong to be defeated. We'll open this week's program with Paradise by John Prine from his self-titled album on Atlantic Records. John Prine on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and ask me. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Hello, coal miners, I'm so proud to be your friends, for the finest folks I ever knew were coal mining women and men, were coal mining women and men. I was born in old Kentucky way back in 1910. My daddy and my brothers, they were all coal mining men. My daddy and my brothers, they were all coal mining men. My daddy was a preacher, but he loaded coal as well. He wanted to spread the word of God and save poor souls from hell. And save poor souls from hell. He traveled over the mountains, through the heat and through the cold. But he died and went to heaven when I was 12 years old. He died and went to heaven when I was 12 years old. My mother was a Christian. She served God all her life. She worked hard for her children, and she was a miner's wife. She was a miner's wife. She taught the love of Jesus to women and to men, all colors, all religions. They were my mother's friends. They were my mother's friends. I married a young coal miner when I was just 16. I was the happiest little girl that you've ever seen. I was the happiest little girl that you have ever seen. My handsome young coal miner, I loved him dear as life. I thought my life would be heaven if I could be his wife. I thought my life would be heaven if I could be his wife. And my parents tried to stop me, and so did Brother Jim. But there's no one in this whole world could stop me loving him. No, there's no one in this whole world could stop me loving him. And I didn't want to listen to what they said to me. So we ran away and got married in Cumberland Gap, Tennessee. In Cumberland Gap, Tennessee. And so, my friends, I sing my little song to you. Black Lung, he killed my husband when he was 32. Black Lung had killed my husband when he was 32. And they come up to a miner's wife, say, I know how you feel. Those dirty rich aristocrats who've never missed a meal, and they've never spent a lonely night, nor heard their children cry, or had to tell their children why Daddy had to die, or had to tell their children why Daddy had to die. And now I'm old and all alone, and I will soon be gone, and I hope my friends will think of me and always sing my songs, and always sing my songs.
Oh, to those who know no better and the ones that do not care, I'll take this meeting telling you what a miner has to bear. You're serving for the furnace, the smoke and blazes roll, it's tough. gets up in the morning, he's in the land of nod. And at the family altar, he will kneel and ask his God, oh, to care for them, take them from dangers underground, so he come back in evening to his family safe and sound. Oh, he eats hasty breakfast, fills up his car by flush, picks up his lamp and bucket, then he's ready for his task. Says goodbye to wife and baby, stops, kiss them at the door. He doesn't know if he'll see them in this life anymore. Oh, he soon below the surface, gets his car up in his place, said he swings his pick and shovel, all the sweat pours off his face. Oh, he's tired, weak, and weary, 2 hours to roll around, but he got six more to suffer till he gets above the ground. Oh, he's got to set some timbers and drill a hole or two, and then he wrote some dummies in there, something else to do. Oh, he stays, tries to labor, loads every car he can, to earn a major living and to pay his clothing man. When he lines up at the office with the others in a row, with a statement signed and ready for their little bit of dough. And everything he's buying is way up in the air. He thinks what he is asking for is anything unfair. Oh, he only after wages that label him to share his part of mortal pleasures, and that is only fair. It's 6 hours and Saturday to stay at home and see the sunrise in the morning like God gave us to be. So, brother, when you're knocking on a man that digs a coal, just stop and think he's human and he's got a heart and soul. And don't forget the millions of tons he loaded up when the Kaiser tried to smear on us his log, beard, and crowd. So you tell your pals and neighbors, your servants and your wives, the plaster of your office room cannot crush out your life. Oh, he's just a dirty miner, he's short of human mold, it takes no dangerous chances for this little lump of coal.
At the Pew Creek mine, nine miners went down. 240 foot deep in the ground. The night shift went a mile when there come a shout. Somebody's hit water, everybody get out. It was over their heads and too fast to outrun. Together they were tied to live or die as one. Help came from the drill stripped and broke. So the men penned goodbyes and wives hoped against hope. When the waters come up, when you go through the flood, in the Lord trust, he will be there with us. Thank you. Jesus was laid in a hole in the ground. He was dead, but the third day God's hand brought him out. And the miners were buried 3 nights and 3 days. But like Jesus, Sunday morning men were raised. When the waters come up, when you go through the flood, in the Lord you can trust, He will be there with us.
How many of you remember the triumphant rescue of all of the miners at the Cue Creek Mine in Somerset, Pennsylvania, back in July of 2002? That was Buddy and Julie Miller with Julie's tune, Cue Creek, from their recording Midnight and Lace on High Tone Records. And before that, from a Rounder collection called Songs and Ballads of the Bituminous Miners. And we heard a song called That Little Lump of Coal, recorded by William March and Richard Lawson in Kentucky in 1940. Bituminous coal is the most dangerous. It's soft coal, and it releases something called fire damp, which is a mixture of gases that can cause underground explosions. It's really dangerous stuff. And before that, we heard from Sue Masick from her recording Precious Memories. Precious Memories is actually a play all about Sarah Ogon Gunning. And we heard one of her tunes, Hello Coal Miner. Sarah was the brother of Jim Garland and the half-sister of Aunt Molly Jackson. Precious Memories is on Strictly Country Records, and we let off that set with Paradise from John Prine from his self-titled recording on Atlantic Records. We're listening to songs about coal mining this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and in West Virginia there's quite a movement to stop mountaintop removal. This is from a recording called Moving Mountains, Voices of Appalachia Rise Up Against Mountaintop Removal Coal Mining on Fallen Mountain Music. And this is a woman named Cheryl Ann Hawk and a tune called Larry's Mountain on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
I am a West Virginia mountain and I'm nervous. I'm wondering if I'm gonna lose my top. They've been blasting me down wedge by wedge to take my soul of coal. I'm begging you to make this nonsense stop. I have a friend who fights for me. He's trying to stand his ground, but that ground is being scooped away around him anyhow. They've no respect for sacred land where Larry's family rests. They burned his home and shot his truck to make him leave his nest. I am a West Virginia mountain and I'm nervous. I'm wondering if I'm gonna lose my ear top. They've been blasting me down wedge by wedge to take my soul of coal. I'm begging you to make this nonsense stop. The earth they scoop away is tossed into the land below, filling valleys and causing floods where waters never rose. Where there once were forests, there are grasslands without streams. Appalachian wildlife can't adapt to these extremes. I am a West Virginia mountain and I'm nervous. I'm wondering if I'm gonna lose my ear top. They've been blasting me down wedge by wedge to take my soul up home. I'm begging you to make this nonsense stop. My furry and my feathered friends, and Larry need your help. You can make a difference in a land of greed and wealth. Mountaintop removal cannot be part of my plan, nor can peak reduction help me make them understand. I am a West Virginia mountain and I'm nervous. I'm wondering if I'm gonna lose my ear top. They've been blasting me down wedge by wedge to take my soul up home. I'm begging you to make this nonsense stop. Save the mountains, save the mountains. Save the mountains right now. Save the mountains, save the mountains, save the mountains somehow. I am a West Virginia mountain and I'm nervous.
Started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire. Bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire. I hopped on a ship and we sailed on the waves. Dealt in rum and we dealt in slaves. Left my captain in a watery grave. He's gone, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire. How many of you wanna see me dead? How many of you wanna have my head? How many of you just live your life? Wishing you were me, boys. Wishing you were me. Pretty little wife, brought her misery every day of her life. She slit her wrist with a silver knife, but you can't pin that on me, boys. The money belongs to me. You can't pin that on me, boys. The money belongs to me. I found myself in a good position to buy myself a cheap politician. Bought myself a big election. That's just how it went, boys. Now I own the president. How many of you wanna see me dead? How many of you wanna have
have my head. How many of you just live your lives
wishing you were me, boys, wishing you were me? When you say your prayers down on your knees, ask the Lord to forgive you, please. If it crosses your mind, say one for me, 'cause I know where I'm bound, boys, I know where I'm bound. 'Cause I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire. Bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1617. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme is the tune Coal Creek March, and we just heard it played by Clyde Davenport from down on the Cumberland Plateau and his recording Kaleidoscope, originally released on County Records but now reissued on Sandrock Recordings. Clyde Davenport. We are listening to coal mining songs this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and before that, we heard from Carol Elizabeth Jones and her recording Cataloochee and Billy Ed Wheeler's classic tune Coal Tattoo. That's on Five String Productions. And before that, the song might not be about an owner of a coal mine, but it could be. David Olney's tune Millionaire, done by Laurie Lewis and Tom Rossum from their recording The Oak and the Laurel, and that's on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Cheryl Ann Hawk and a tune called Larry's Mountain. From Moving Mountains, Voices of Appalachia Rise Up Against Mountaintop Removal Coal Mining. And that's on Falling Mountain Music. Back in the late 1940s and the early 1950s, Capitol Records asked Merle Travis if he could write some folk songs. They were very popular at the time. And he sat down and wrote three or four that became classics. One of them was Dark as a Dungeon. This is Merle Travis on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's as dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. I never will forget one time when I was on a little visit down home in Ebenezer, Kentucky. I was a-talking to an old man that had known me ever since the day I was born and an old friend of the family. He says, son, you don't know how lucky you are to have a nice job like you've got and don't have to dig out a living from under these old hills and hollers like me and your pappy used to. When I ask him why he never had left and tried some other kind of work, he says, no, sir, you just won't do that. If ever you get this old coal dust in your blood, you're just going to be a plain old coal miner as long as you live. He went on to say it's a habit, sort of like chewing tobacco. Come and listen, you fellers, so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It will form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where danger is double and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's a many a man I've seen in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard his wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mines. I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a dig in my bones, where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew,
where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
He's had more hard luck than most men could stand. The mines was his first love, but never his friend. He's lived a hard life, and hard he'll die. Black lungs done got him, his time is nigh. Black lung, black lung, you're just biding your time. Soon all this suffering I'll leave behind. But I can't help but wonder what God had in mind to send such a devil to claim this soul of mine. He went to the boss man, but he closed the door. Well, it seems you're not wanted when you're sick and you're poor. You're not even covered in their medical plans, and your life depends on the favors of man. Down in the poorhouse on starvation's plan, where pride is a stranger and doomed is a man, his soul full of coal dust till his body's decayed, and everyone but black lungs done turned him away. Black lung, oh, your hands I see cold. As you reach for my life and you torture my soul, cold as that water hole down in that dark cave where I spent my life's blood digging my own grave. Down at the graveyard the boss man came with his little bunch of flowers. Dear God, what a shame. Take back those flowers. Don't you sing no sad songs. The die has been cast now. A good man is gone.
Long before the troubles, 200 years ago, the pioneers first settled here on the Cumberland Plateau. They were hunters, they were farmers, and they got along just fine. And then in 71, the company opened up the mine. Payday, payday, oh payday. Payday at Coal Creek tomorrow. Payday at Coal Creek tomorrow. If you deal with the devil, it's bound to go bad. The miners went on strike and lost the living they once had. The company hired convicts to work the mine on lease. and got the state militia to come and keep the peace. Payday, payday, oh payday. Payday, don't come to Coal Creek no more. Payday, don't come no more. The miners met at midnight, fully armed as for war. They set the convicts free and told them, go and sin no more. But the governor's artillery would seal the miners' fate. Some were caught and some were killed, and others fled the state. Bye-bye, bye-bye, oh bye-bye. Bye-bye, my woman, I'm gone. Bye-bye, my woman, I'm gone. Politicians got behind the miners' cause. The governor was voted out, the lawyers made some laws. But what about those poor miners who became refugees and never had a home again in the hills of Tennessee?
Corpse laid out before you. You see the mountain's blood running black. Oh, she was cute. She lay sleeping, and they can never, never bring her back. For a long time, the cold was hidden. The mountain's life surged through her veins, and then they tapped and they drilled and blasted. Oh, and now she's gone, and who's to blame? But they say, hey, we're gonna put it back, we're gonna put it back just like we found it. And then they make a wreck and call it reclamation. Pick away the beauty and they leave an open sore. Now you boys know you can't put it back. You can't put it back just like you found it. There's a whole lot of sky where there used to be mountain. There ain't no mountain where there was before. Now there's nothing that is casual about the costs and the casualties. It's hard to watch a mountain murdered, for she can't be buried, only grieved. And there is life out in these coal fields that has been lost to those coal mines, because it's mostly now a minefield, a money war, killing kind. Oh, but they say, hey, we're gonna put it back, we're gonna put it back just like we found it. And then they make a wreck and call it reclamation. Pick away the beauty and they leave an open sore. Now you boys know you can't put it back. You can't put it back just like you found it. There's a whole lot of sky where there used to be mountain. There ain't no mountain where there was before. You see them scrape away her essence. You see them take her bones and flesh. And you get used to bitter water. And you forget it once was fresh. They strip and gouge till they find riches. They simply can't believe their luck. They chop the top off of the mountain haul her heart, haul it all away in trucks. Oh, but they say, hey, we're gonna put it back, we're gonna put it back just like we found it. And then they make a wreck and call it reclamation. Pick away the beauty and they leave an open sore. Now you boys know you can't put it back, you can't put it back just like you found it. There's a whole lot of sky where there used to be mountain, and there ain't no mountain where there was before. There ain't no mountain where there was before. No, there ain't no mountain.
That's from the recording Coal Country Music, which is the soundtrack to a DVD called Coal Country. And we heard Public Outcry and their song Can't Put It Back. Reclamation song, and that's Reclamation, W-R-E-C-K, Reclamation, written by Kate Larkin. Coal Country Music is on Heartwood Records. And before that, from the classic recording from the Strange Creek Singers, Mike Seeger, Hazel Dickens, Tracy Schwartz, Alice Gerard, and Lamar Greer, recorded back in 1970, we heard Black Lung, Hazel's classic tune. That's on Arhuli Records. And before that, we heard Merle Travis, from his recording Songs from the Hills and Dark as a Dungeon. That's on Capitol Records. We're listening to coal mining songs this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And one of my very best friends is a fellow named Robert C. Heyer, and he lives in Wheeling, West Virginia. He's been a songwriter for a good long time, and his newest recording collects a bunch of things he's written over the years. We're going to listen to The Miner's Story, written back in 1975. Here's Robert C. Heyer on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, he worked all night, he worked all day, loading it ton by ton. And that coal about broke his black and high, and his work had just begun. My papa loved his family well, so he took a shovel to hand to keep us fed and a little more, taking that coal from the land. Well, he would have liked some other means to bring him home some pay, but the mines were all that's working then, and it's always been that way. I always loved that man so well, for treating me so kind. Then one day he was no more, life left him in the mine. We had not long to mourn and cry, for time does not stand still, and it came my turn to go down deep against my mother's will. My son, she cried, can you not see what danger lies within? That old black hole will end your life like so many of your kin. I saw my little sister cry from wretched pains within. So I made my way to that coal boss to ask, could I get in? Well, I would have liked some other means to bring me home some pay. But the mines were all that's working then, and it's always been that way. Well, I work all night, I work all day, loading it ton by ton. And that coal about breaks my black and hide, and my work has just begun. They ask me why I never wed. Well, boys, I'll tell you true. I dare not put a sweet young gal in my mother's shoes. And if I were to wed, to follow me a son, I would not want that poor young lad to do what I have done. 'Cause he'd work all night, he'd work all day, loading it ton by ton. And that cold about break is black and high, and his work had just begun. Cause he'd work all night, he'd work all day, loading it ton by ton. That cold bout break is black and high, and his work had just begun. That cold bout break is black and high, and his work had just begun.
Dirty, cold, black blues.
That was Beverly Smith and Carl Jones from their recording Moving Lightly Through This World, and Coal Miner's Blues that A.P. Carter and Leslie Riddle learned from several miners in Wise County, Virginia. That's on Diddyville Records. And we let off that set with Robert C. Heyer from his recording One Day and The Miner's Story. That's on Table Rock Music. Hope you've enjoyed this week's program of Coal Mining Songs. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. This is episode 1617.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song,